Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
This new research by Ireland's online safety charity CyberSafe Kids reveals that over 4 out of 5 of primary school children have access to internet connected devices in their bedrooms. It's over 6 out of 10 allowed to have them overnight. Alex Cooney is the CEO of CyberSafe Kids. Alex, it's a pretty startling figure, isn't it, for the number of kids who have smartphones in their bedroom, and particularly overnight.
Yeah, and these are young kids, right? They're 8 to 12-year-olds, so it is particularly stark in that regard. And the concern is, you know, what are they being exposed to? What are they looking at? Who are they talking to? How long are they spending online? So really, and this is part of our Cyber Break initiative today, it's about taking time out, having clear rules around device use and access, and really rethinking it all, our digital habits.
Okay. And look, far be it from me to be in any way judgmental about this. I've done stuff as a parent that is certainly not best practice. But I would have thought a phone in the bedroom, particularly overnight for a primary school kid, is a really easy one. That's just a complete no-no, isn't it?
It's the one battle that's worth having, I would say, keeping all devices out of the bedroom overnight. And that really goes for the parents in the household as well, trying to make it a habit that we all stick to, so that the kids aren't sort of seeing the parents do one thing and then expecting them to do something else. It really is, just even from a basic perspective of sleep, you know, children need sleep. They need at least 9 hours sleep in this age range. And these devices can be really disruptive in that regard. But then there is that darker side in terms of what they could be exposed to. And our concern is children are less likely to come forward and tell their parents if something's gone wrong for them online, or that they've seen something that upset them, if they weren't supposed to be on the device in the first place.
Final question, Alex. Boys more likely than girls to be allowed to have their phones at night. Do we understand what the rationale is there?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Not really. It's something that we notice the gender differences in a lot of our data. And in general, boys seem to have fewer rules or don't seem to think that they have rules that apply to them. Because obviously this is all from children's perspective. This is from talking to kids. It's not clear. But this is all part of our Cyber Break initiative. So it's a 24-hour switch off. I'm sure you're lining up your own devices to be switching off at 5 o'clock this afternoon as part of these healthy habit initiatives.
No comment. But that, okay. So what are you're looking for people to do? What take a break?
Yeah, it's a 24-hour break starting at 5 p.m. this afternoon. If people haven't signed up already, they can at our website, cybersafekids.ie/cyberbreak. It's really a fun reminder with loads of ideas about how you could spend the time. It's aimed at families, and it's really just to challenge ourselves to see if we can do it.
Okay, Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberSafe Kids, thanks indeed for talking to us. Let's bring in Coleman Nochter, child and adolescent psychotherapist, on this. Coleman, are you alarmed by what has been emerged in this survey?
Yeah, Shane, I suppose I'd be disappointed, but I've been surprised. I think the idea of, it seems like a no-brainer that you take the phones off children when they're going to bed at night, and I think we underestimate the value of sleep, etc. But I suppose if parents are giving a child who's 9 or 10 a phone, they tend to be the parents who are less vigilant around it, because they're I mean, to give the child the phone that early already maybe shows a lack of insight into the dangers of phone ownership. And then obviously the rules around how they use that and keeping an eye on the content that they're watching and everything else, the labor involved in that tends to be less too, which
yeah. Yeah. Is it as simple as, you know, that question, what age do you think your child is going to access pornography? Well, what age do you give them a mobile phone? Is it that simple?
No, I mean, again, I would say it's a question of readiness rather than age. I mean, again, one 13-year-old or one 12-year-old compared to another can be vastly different. But I mean, I think if you're making a decision on buying a phone based on, you know, the risk of cyberbullying or grooming or pornography, like, while that happens, that doesn't happen to every child. But what does happen to every child is the opportunity cost that when they're on the phone, they're not doing something else. And what we're seeing, what I'm seeing is the kind of developmental costs of children spending time on phones. Like, you know, if you take an average young teenager, they're spending about 36 hours a week on a phone. If they're doing that, they're not spending 36 hours doing something else, whether that's being with friends, being active, all that sort of stuff.
Or sleeping,
yeah.
Yeah, and very important. So if you could get across a message to parents listening this morning, because like I think all parents, we struggle with this and we know we can do better on it. What message would you give to parents this morning?
Well, I think it's about vigilance. I know it's difficult, but it's about what our children are doing online and having a view on their content. Like, Shane, my kitchen looks like an internet cafe from the 2000s because all the devices are here so that I can keep an eye on what they're doing, whether they're gaming or whatever the case would be. And you're limited in that, but at least you have some sense of what, when they're up in their room and the door is closed, you've absolutely no idea who they're talking with, what they're connecting with, and you can't even have a glance over their shoulder. Okay. So it's some degree of vigilance.
And no phone in the bedroom at night. Like
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. And look, if there's, I like to listen to stuff when I'm going to sleep. No. I need it for an alarm clock. Go to Deals, buy them an alarm clock for $150. You know, there's ways around it.
Okay. Coleman Ochter, child and adolescent psychotherapist. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you make of it all. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.